Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Calls in just a second, 888-957-9570. Good morning to everybody out there getting off the graveyard shift. You know the drill. All the over there dancers, cops, firefighters. Make sure you drive safe. Please, it's the holiday season. I know you want to go Christmas shopping. Get all your gifts and make sure you got everything done. Be patient. Don't need to drive crazy. I'm seeing a lot of accidents, man. Traffic's been backing up a lot.
We got to put our phones down.
The last few days, huh?
We got to put our phones down.
The phones. As a society. The phones and driving reckless.
Yeah,
and it's just a lot.
Like, be respectful.
You know, the guy, when I got stuck in that traffic last week, was talking to Kasim Gissim. He's one of the supervisors over at NBC. He goes, dog, I had to drop off my wife at the airport that day. He saw what happened. And it was like, whoa. So we don't want to lose no loved ones during the holiday season. That's for sure, man. So just be safe out there.
So, Bonte, you teased before the break that the All-Star game is going through some tweaks.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, going through some tweaks.
As a kid, and look, this is going to sound like we're the two old heads saying that today sucks and yesterday was better and back in my day, X, Y, Z. But I remember as a kid, Ahmad Rashad, and again, I don't expect Ahmad Rashad in his 80s to be doing what he did when we were kids. But There was a whole weekend. All-Star Weekend was the thing in my living room that I would watch because the weather usually wasn't that great. And we would hang around and they would have the celebrity game and the three-point shooting and obviously the dunk contest. And it was to me, it was an entire event weekend. And I would be waiting for the whole thing all weekend. And then it all coronated with the game on Sunday night where the guys cared enough to put on a show and to play just enough, you know, I care defense in the second half, particularly in the fourth quarter. And it felt like I got the stars and the best of the game to just elevate themselves enough to where there was a facade of competition.
Yeah, to stand in front of your man trying hard, just play hard. The 80s and 90s, they were great with that. It was personal pride, East versus West. You know, we want the bragging rights. You remember the last great All-Star game maybe was, what was it, 01? I want to say in D.C. when Iverson and Marbury led a big-time comeback with the Eastern Conference.
Wasn't 01 here?
01 was here. Maybe it's 02. It was Carter, in D.C.
I believe.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
When it came back from 18 points down.
Did you collect
cards? Against the Western Conference. So, of course I collect cards.
So, like, one of my favorite cards back in the 80s, the NBA hoops, East versus West, when you'd get the East.
Yeah, the
All-Star card. I have a Shaq card, his rookie year. The blue, it's like over-the-top, all blue, royal blue, All-Star jersey. Like, I live for those. I couldn't tell you. Like about the uniforms or anything. I have zero care. Even and I love that Steph's in it.
Well, but you know, let's talk about the format here. Let's break it down for everybody. So this year they decided to do format. And to your point, All-Star Weekend, I got to experience All-Star Weekend in New York City and everything was fun. The rookie sophomore game.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. 3-point shootout was amazing between Steph and Clay. Steph won it in Brooklyn at Barclays Center. The dunk contest that year. Victor Oladipo came out singing New York, New York.
Oh, yeah, Victor.
Zach LaVine won it with the Space Jam dunk. Yeah. I was like, wow, what is a frenzy in New York City? And then the game happened at Madison Square Garden. And it was,
anticlimactic?
Who
was the MVP? I don't even remember.
Russell Westbrook. I think he made like 6 or 7 threes in that game or whatnot. But
200 to 220.
But it was ridiculous. So the game was kind of a dud. So this year, the new format for the 2025 NBA All-Star Game, which is being held at Chase Center this season, right here in the Bay Area, San Francisco. 24 NBA All-Star selections divided evenly into 3 8-player teams. Fourth team is the Castro Rising Stars champion, so that fourth team will be the Rising Stars champion, whatever team that is. Honorary team GMs, Charles Barkley, Shaq, Kenny Smith, and Candace Parker, all part of the TNT family. Barkley, O'Neal, Smith will draft their rosters from a pool of 24 NBA All-Star selections. And Parker's the GM of the Rising Stars champ. Two teams meet in one semifinal, and remaining two teams meet in the other semifinal. Winning teams from game one and game two advance to face each other in a championship, and the winner of each game is first team to reach or surpass 40 points. So it's all these mini games with 8 players, and they're trying to tweak it to make it more exciting or whatnot. And I'm not sure this is going to do it. I'm intrigued. I'm all for change. I'm all for making it more exciting. But when I think about the Pro Bowl, I agree with that. I totally agree with that. But like with the Pro Bowl in the NFL, right? I used to get up for the Pro Bowl. AFC, NFC, these guys used to hit. I mean, what was I watching? I was watching the 30 for 30 on the Sack Exchange, New York Sack Exchange. Yeah. Mark Gastineau, what a character he is. But he smacked somebody in that Pro Bowl game. We think of Sean Taylor smacking a punter, Brian Norman. Jerry Rice used to take pride in running routes against Ron Woodson. Deion wouldn't shut guys down. And then all of a sudden, we've moved to flag football. And it's become a complete joke. A complete joke. Now, I get it. You invest millions of dollars in these players, and you don't want them to get hurt in the punt. But I don't recall anybody ever getting hurt in Pro Bowl games. I don't.
I don't either. But football, I will give it a pass because of the violence. I will definitely concede.
But I don't remember anybody getting hurt. Anyway, the All-Star game used to be prideful. Guys want to win All-Star MVPs. Kevin Garnett was barking at guys. Kobe Bryant, for crying out loud.
It was like a coming of age.
I mean, dude, it's a coming out party for you. So this format, I guess you're trying to tweak it, but what about just playing hard competitive basketball?
But is this just not, okay, I guess my question now to you is this just not for us and it's for the 12 to 16-year-old? I'm asking out loud.
I don't know if they like this.
Have we been bypassed as the consumer? Because we're going to watch no matter what. Like, we're kind of, this is the way I view, like, the old head is in baseball. You know, they lose their minds. And I'm like, wait a minute. You got to understand, baseball already has you hooked. I feel like us old basketball heads, right, we're already going to watch. Are they trying to appease to a demographic that is just not our window?
I have no idea. No idea.
Because I would say to Adam Silver, my rebuttal to him would be like, hey, Adam, look, you're trying to fix the All-Star game when we're telling you you have bigger issues as a league. Yeah,
no doubt.
And I think that you're tweaking something that doesn't necessarily need massive overhaul. What needs massive overhaul are some of the rules of the game, how the game is played stylistically, and maybe the calendar on the schedule.
Well, I'm looking at the scores here, and it really started exploding around 2007. So 2000 was the one in Oakland, California.
You don't want to hear what I'm going to have to say about that.
Hold on. So Oakland, California was 2000.
Okay,
yeah.
I'm
and
sorry.
And 01 was D.C.
Okay.
When East won 111, Iverson won the MVP. You got the great picture with Jordan hugging Marbury and Iverson. In 2007, so 2006, you had a 122-120 game in Houston, Texas. Very competitive basketball game. Wow, 122-120, regular basketball game. Then in 07, it just exploded. 153-132. Then it got 134-128. Then it got 146. Then it got 141, 148, 152, 143, 143. Then all of a sudden, 2014, you get 163. And then in 2016 in Toronto, you get the West scoring 196 points in a basketball game. 196 points. You get 192. And we knew it was just a matter of time before somebody cracked 200. And last season, the East scored 211 points in the All-Star game. I mean, it's a complete joke.
So this is where it is for me. And you could say, Joe, it's deeper than that. It's all the players. I think a lot of people in the league have taken their cues from LeBron James.
I'm with you on that one.
And I think if you were to say to me, where's the line of demarcation? It's the I'm too cool to put myself out there to do the dunk contest. And I think everything has trickled on down from that. To me, it's I'm too cool to look foolish on this stage. Why try hard? And I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. And I see it across the board. It's trickled all the way down to the kids these days. I can't even conduct serious practices 9 times out of 10 because everyone's afraid to try hard, to get humiliated, I guess is the word. But it's not. Like, to me, like, competition at its heart is I'm competing at everything I do. Right. And I know you're going to pick and choose your spots. I'm not saying you're treating the All-Star game like it's game 7 of the finals. No one's saying that.
Just play hard.
Some semblance
personal
of pride.
Personal pride.
But I feel like LeBron, and I'm using him as kind of like the figurehead.
I'm glad you are, because
LeBron to me is the signifier. Everyone follows their cues from him.
Yeah. Well, LeBron, because he saw all the greats partake in the slam dunk contest.
It's a rite of passage.
Dominique, Jordan, Kobe, Vince, you name it, Muggsy. I mean, you had stars. And now we're getting Mac McClung. And we're getting no-name New York Knickerbockers. Or we're getting no-name players from the Patriots. You know,
Dwight
you get
Howard
what I'm saying?
Did it.
Dwight Howard did do it. But I also think the dunk contest as well has lost its luster because they allowed Nate Robinson to attempt 16 dunks and they gave him a slam dunk.
Well, that's a whole...
And that was a joke.
Yeah,
that was a joke. But Dwight Howard did do it. The Superman dunk. Putting a sticker. How about Gerald Green blowing a candle?
It was great.
Blowing a candle, dunking. It was awesome.
I mean, I would go back to the D. Brown days.
Oh, with the pumping up? Yeah. So.
Pumping up the Reeboks.
So LeBron, when he told Cheryl Miller, yeah, it's time. I'm going to do it next year. And he doesn't do it for whatever reason. I'm trying to pump Jonathan Kuminga to do it. JK doesn't want to do it. We had JK on the pregame show the other day. Kerv did a one-on-one. Fez, he's like, yo, I went to the dunk contest. You know, I've been trying to get JK to dunk contest for years.
Do you guys think the dunk contest just isn't cool anymore because the dunk isn't cool anymore?
No, it's very simple.
You need cachet.
But the dunk has also just been, no one dunks cool anymore.
We just talked about
John Moran and the three-point shot, what Stephen Curry has done. I'm not blaming Steph for this. The three-point shot is the cool thing now. So every single person and every single team is doing that. The dunk isn't cool anymore.
The dunk should be cool because of the creativity.
It should be, but it's not.
Aaron Gordon bringing in props, bringing in cards, bringing in different rims, jumping over some of that. That one's jumped the shark because everybody does it. But the creativity that Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine brought to the dunk contest, they brought it back.
What was that, just
5 years ago?
Yeah.
They brought it back.
But I think Spadoni's onto something. See, everyone's infatuated with the three-point shot, and I get it. But when you go to a game, just this is my feel. When I go to a game, the loudest ovations are the, ooh, the dunk.
The dunk.
Okay? It's the same thing in baseball. Yeah, we love the home run. But when all you do is give me the home run, the most exciting play in baseball is like a play at third base, a play at home, right? It's running the bases, actually. It's the bang, bang play. That's the most exciting play. The most exciting in-game moment when you're at the game is that dunk you don't see coming. When Kuminga or Wiggins, for example, comes cocking it back in the playoffs when Wiggins had that dunk, that was the loudest ovation in-game. So my pushback to that, Joe, would be like, when you go to these games, the most electrifying thing is seeing someone up in the air and that moment of, and the whole stadium starts to lose its, like, oxygen. It's, I don't know.
At the games, I would agree. It's a television product now, though. I'm just saying, like to your point, so, like, but you're trying to, they're trying to cater it, and it's become so boring. Like, I am not sitting on my couch for an hour and a half or however long the dunk contest. I'm just not doing that anymore. No,
I agree on that. Yeah, but it's also, but it's also the cachet of having star players in the slam dunk contest. You're not going to care. Like, I'm going to look at the participants here at the slam dunk contest.
Jay Rich made his career. Part of the Jay Rich career, if I say Jason Richardson, like, all us worry about, oh, great basketball player. Everyone else, dunk contest champion multiple times.
Anthony Simons won a dunk contest in 01. Who was their participants in this year? You know, you get what I'm saying? All-time participants. So I'm looking, here it is. I'm scrolling down. So last year, for example, the slam dunk participants. Mac McClung. Jalen Brown is a big name. Jaime Jaquez. Jacob Toppin. Yeah, he wasn't even NBA player. The year before, Trey Burford III, who nobody knew until last season. Jericho Sims. Who? Kenyon Martin Jr. We Jericho. Know Kenyon Martin Sr. We don't know Jr. really. And Mac McClung. The year before that, Obi Toppin. JTA. All credit to JTA. A lot of people don't know who Juan Toscano Anderson is. He's like the eighth man to go to State Warriors. And I love JTA. Jalen Green, who we knew. And then Cole Anthony. And Kareem Abdul-Jabbar walked out of it because of the lack of creativity. You need creativity, but you also need stars. You need stars who bring that swagger, that buzz, that get people standing up, because they've been copying dunks for years.
Fonte, television ratings aren't down just league-wide because of All-Star Weekend.
Right.
No, they aren't. But I do believe the All-Star Weekend stuff is the microcosm of what ails the league in general. The sense that the consumer gets is that the players don't care, so why should I care?
Right. And now you got people checking out of it.
Exactly.
Like, All-Star Weekend, I used to watch all the time. Now I take vacations. Well, I'm not going to be able to this year, I don't think, because it's in the Bay Area. But I take my vacation every All-Star break and just check out. And I love the NBA All-Star game.
I'm going
game.
To Hawaii that Monday.
Right, see, there you go.
Well, right after the All-Star game.
Oh, well, you'll watch
Spadoni,
it.
Spadoni, you'll be in talking about the All-Star game, bud.
Oh, sweet. Cool.
There you go.
Look let's what
go
I gifted to, you. Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Let's go.
I'm glad we're talking about the NBA Cup from last night, too.
Speaking of which,
great.
I have an NBA Cup tweak. If you want to make the NBA Cup matter, to me, automatic top four berth in the playoffs. Well, if you win the NBA Cup, you automatically get a top four berth.
What if you only win 37 games in a regular season?
So what?
See, I agree with you, Shasky. I do think NBA Cup winner should get a playoff berth.
Yeah.
I would go six, yeah. Okay. Automatic fair six enough. Seed, fair contingent enough. On you have to win at least 41 games.
Yeah, I think if you're under 500, you should be disqualified. Now, rumor has it they may move the Cup to January, which I think they should do. I think the NBA Cup is too early in the season. Maybe you do it in January to spice it up. Now, you're going against the NFL playoffs, but if you spice it up and had it later in the season, right before the All-Star break, I think it's better.
The problem is the NBA starts too early.
Yeah, but you also do this cup thing too early.
I know, I agree.
You do the cup
but
too early.
This is where, Adam Silver, you're doing all these changes to the All-Star game. The change is simple. Start the year on Christmas.
Well, it's too late for that now. I don't think
I
think it was the perfect time. But that was my first year doing Warriors Free Impulse. I was like, Chris, this is perfect. But I remember the NBA Finals. People complained and said, nobody's watching the Finals, Bonte. And I was like, it was a lie because I was in Lake Tahoe when the Bucks were playing the Suns and the bars were packed watching the Finals. NBA is usually a summer sport. Guys, think about the Pro-Am.
We're streaming. Like, if Adam, you literally have 9 different channels of streaming that are paying the $12 billion for you.
That's another problem. People don't know where to go to watch your NBA games anymore. It's too confusing, especially for old heads. Especially for old heads. They're like, is it on Amazon? Is it on NBA? Is it on NBC?
What? Apple? For a Giants game? What? Yeah, Facebook? He would go crazy.